Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business. This is Les Wolf, CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia, and your host. I welcome you, as we have for the last 2 years. We appreciate your attention, we appreciate your input, and we want to do what we can to help you work smarter and outthink your competition rather than outspend them. So there's a number of things that we do to help you on that, but one of the things that I want you to think about is our LinkedIn groups. We have four of them that you should pay attention to. One name, same name as the radio show, Smart Marketing for Small Business. Another one called Creative Thinkers Forum, where we encourage you, obviously, to think creatively. We have Celebrities for Marketing. That's the number four, Celebrities for Marketing. The idea that there are ways to use celebrities in almost any budget situation that you're in, and we can address those. And then we have Fearless Marketers, and the whole premise of the Fearless Marketers is we want you to be fearless. We want you not to be a follower, but a leader. We want you to get out there and outthink and outmaneuver by thinking freshly, not just mimicking what others do. So it's key in your thinking, and that is what we try and do on this show, is get you to think a little differently. We do it a variety of ways. We have guests from time to time, and we cover a wide range of topics with them and even without them. And tonight is going to be one where we have a wide range of topics that we want to cover that I think are applicable and helpful to what you're doing. And you will hear about all of them very shortly. But the key to it is, you know, that this show is your show. This show is designed to reach into our knowledge base, not just my knowledge base and the guests that we have on the show, but your knowledge base as well, to share with people. And one of the ways you do that is take down our email address. You can reach me at marketingsmartly, SMARTLY, at AOL.com, marketingsmartly at AOL.com. If there are topics you'd like us to cover, there are issues and concerns you'd like us to address, or if you have things you'd like to share and perhaps be a guest on our show, let us hear from you at marketingsmartly at AOL.com, because there is a lot of benefit to be gained by sharing experiences. And always remember what experience is. There's a quote, as you know, I like to use quotations all the time, and we're going to use a number of them tonight. But the key to it is experience is the hardest kind of teacher. It gives you the test first and the lesson afterwards. That's a quote by that famous philosopher Anonymous. But let's move forward on some things that I think will be of help to you. And I said, we want you to be a leader. We want you to be a smart leader. We want to get your mind stimulated, get you thinking about different ways. And one of the ways we do that is, as I said before, in the use of quotations. There's a number of ways that we can use quotations to make a point. But what I'd like to do right now is look at you, think about what I call thoughts for a leader. And I hope you have your iPad out or the old-fashioned pencil and pad. You know, leadership is action, not position. And the key that we're going to do is cover about thoughts for a leader from what I call a different perspective. Now, Catherine the Great once said, I praise loudly, I blame softly. A true leader knows that in order to move forward, all the members of their team, they need to feel they count, that their effort is not only recognized, but really appreciated. Research has shown praise given sincerely is far more successful as a motivator of people than cash or material rewards. And a combination of both can be a home run. And to quote an ancient Roman, Cicero, we are all imbued with the love of praise. So one of the key thoughts that you need as a leader to think about is motivation. Motivation, motivation. It stimulates, it gets things done. But that also covers another area that we need to talk about that we've talked about many times before. And it's a problem that exists in business, small businesses, medium-sized businesses, Fortune 500 businesses. It deals with the interaction of people, and that is attitude. Now, especially in business, are you an optimist or a pessimist? Now, Winston Churchill once said, an optimist sees opportunity in every calamity. A pessimist sees calamity in every opportunity. Which are you? A leader has to have a positive outlook, focusing on what can be achieved rather than focusing on why something can't be accomplished. It's up to that leader to instill that same spirit in those he or she leads. When one expresses a negative or pessimistic approach to things, ask this question. Name one benefit you gain from a pessimistic viewpoint. There are none, none at all. You will only get inaction, indecision, and thus guaranteed failure. Although optimism must be tempered with reasoning, it always leads to greater achievements and more fulfilling life. So attitude is very key to a leader. The attitude they have, the attitude they build, the attitude they develop within their organization. And it's not just within the organization. What your attitude is reflects your relationship with your customers, with your vendors, with everyone that impacts upon your business. And when we talk about all these things, such as your customers, your employees, your vendors, you know, another quote comes to mind related to communication. None of us are as smart as all of us. Phil Condon, chairman, CEO of Boeing, stated that, you know, some so-called leaders have a, best can be described as a kill the messenger attitude to anyone who might bring them bad news or make them aware of a problem on the horizon or already beginning to affect the business. Such a leader basically is stupid. As a smart leader will set up a two-way communication conduit that invites others to give you input and feedback. It not only builds teamwork, it makes you act as well as look smarter than you probably are. Such a system combined with a reward and not a retribution outlook will provide a much smoother road to success for everybody, for everyone. All right, then what do we talk about is that it. We want to deal with total honesty. And it takes two to speak the truth, one to speak and one to hear. Compliments to Henry David Thoreau. And I'm going to steal another quote from Thoreau related to goal setting. In the long run, men hit only what they aim at. Therefore, though they should fail immediately, they had better aim at something high. You got to have some ambition. You have to have a vision that you are going to achieve great things. So it is key and important for you to have that kind of, again, attitude. Setting goals is not an easy task. But it's best accomplished by having the right attitude. See that word again, attitude. Input from your team, feedback, from your customers, from your vendors, and actually even your competition, which you can often get by having established good relationships with members of the trade press and various trade associations, because they know what's going on, they hear what others are doing, and you can learn from that. Goals should require you and your team to have to stretch your talents and thinking to see what the possibilities might be if you're willing to think outside the box. I offer what I call Wolf's Rule of Business Opportunity for your reflection. And what it is simply, in every business, in every industry, tends to operate the same as everyone else in their field until someone takes a magnifying glass and closely examines the common denominators and sameness factors, and they will always, always, always find an untapped or overlooked or unfulfilled opportunity. The name of the game, you need to set goals, because before you can score, you must have a goal. All right, then what seems obvious, seems commonsensible, which unfortunately I think sometimes common sense is uncommon, is who is your focus? Well, your focus has to be your customer. Your customer is the focus. In order to get people to sit up and take notice of you, you have to sit up and take notice of what makes people sit up and take notice. Think about that. I'll say it again. Frank Romer is the gentleman I'm quoting here. In order to get people to sit up and take notice of you, you have to sit up and take notice of what makes people sit up and take notice. What is the customer or prospect most interested in? Do you have any idea? Themselves. Understanding this is the basis of what I've often talked about, the WIFM factor, WIIFM, which impacts heavily on purchasing decisions, because it stands for the question, what's in it for me? A simple question, but how it is answered can dramatically affect your bottom line. Too often it's ignored or overlooked in a corporate environment that focuses on features of their products or services rather than the benefits. Viewing your business from the customer's perspective will always give you a competitive edge in the marketplace. If you give something worth paying for, they will pay. And that is a quote from Tom Peters, the management consultant. All right. You've heard me talk about the past of the weakness of people being mimic marketers and that they tend to replicate, duplicate, imitate. Well, rather than originate. Originality is key. And again, I will start out with another quote by a gentleman named Roger Van Ook. It's easy to come up with new ideas. The hard part, listen to this now, the hard part is letting go of what worked for you 2 years ago but will soon be out of date. You have to be constantly challenging your thinking. You have to be, approaching things and saying, okay, is there a fresh approach to this? Do I need to look at that? Because in order to rise above your competition and outthink them rather than outspend them, it's best to remember most out there are mimic markers. They, as my favorite phrase says, they duplicate, replicate, and imitate rather than originate in their marketing efforts. Sometimes the original idea is based on common sense, as I said before, increasingly uncommon. But if you follow some of the ideas expressed that I have expressed to you so far, you will be far better positioned to be different in ways that will impact your profits positively. So the key, the reward in business goes to the man or woman who does something with an idea. Then comes the question of risk. There's a wonderful quote, I don't know who this woman is, Sarah Van Breathnach, but she said, playing it safe is the riskiest choice we can ever make. There's always been a correlation between the size of the risk one takes and the size of the reward they gain, if they've done their homework. I asked in a group I belong to on LinkedIn, why is it so many executives can't think outside the box? And the most succinct answer, and many of these, the answers weren't as succinct, but they had the same point, was fear. So the truth is that anyone can think innovatively, but few choose to do so because they're not risk takers. They prefer to play it safe, which is why they lose out in the long run. Don't be afraid to take a big step if one is indicated, because you can't cross a chasm in two small jumps. It just can't be done. All right. Let's try another quote to see if this gets into your head, what we're talking about, because what we're talking about is getting results. All of these things relate to getting results. And you have to keep in mind that neither success nor failure is final. You know, the time you need to do something is when no one else is willing to do it, when people are saying it can't be done. Don't listen to the negative thinking. Do your analysis. Look at things and say, okay, is this a fresh idea? It's not as risky as you think. The quality of the results a true leader delivers is based on how well they motivate their team, the attitude they possess, and the one they create within the corporate environment, how well they communicate internally as well as externally, how challenging as well as realistic are the goals they set, their understanding of the customer needs and wants, the innovativeness that one encourages from all within their entity, how they manage risk, they do it all well. The results will be amazing. You know, I'm going to wrap this point up with this commercial. Take the word back, this quotation. From Calvin Coolidge, nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. So these are points that you need to think about. These are key aspects of a business. And these, if you are going to be a leader, are thoughts for a leader. So that's why you're on this, listening to this show, because we're trying to stimulate your thinking, because you have to be a leader, whether you're a head of a 14, 15, 20, 50-person business, or you're a one-man operation. You need to be able to think like a leader. You need to think like a leader. All right, I want to cover something else in a moment, but let me first tell you about an advertiser we have who's been a good sponsor, who has a heck of a product that can benefit small businesses. Now, it is VTech's four-line small business phone system, which is new, but it's a perfect solution for small business owners that need to install a phone system that has qualities and features that have previously only been available for companies with bigger budgets. The new system, the new VTech system, is the most affordable and easy to install four-line phone system on the market today. This four-line small business phone system's components include the main console with the option of expandable cordless desk sets, cordless accessory handsets, cordless headsets and speakerphones, allowing your system to grow alongside your business up to 10 extensions. Now, expanding the system is a complete breeze. Need to add the extra desk set? Not a problem. With the touch of a button and a small business owner with minimal IT experience, and that includes me, can wirelessly register up to 9 expandable components. And because they register wirelessly, The expandable components can be located anywhere there is power, since only the console requires a phone line. This gives a small business owner the freedom to move around, the need to plan their workstations around phone lines or Ethernet drops. In addition to ease of use and simple installation, the VTech 4-line small business phone system also comes equipped with a number of advanced features, such as auto attendant for each line, a digital answering machine with mailboxes for every extension, full duplex speaker phones, music on hold, power failure operation, and 6-way conferencing. You need to really investigate the VTech 4-line small business phone system. Its components are available in stores and online. Go to Office Depot, Office Max, Staples, or go online to www.vtechphones.com. It is worthwhile. It will help you be more effective in the operation and the management of your business. All right. Now, let's go back to cover a couple of other things that I think might be of help to you. There was an article I was reading just recently. In fact, there's two articles that have been covering one topic that I found interesting. And I don't know how old all of you are out there, but it's a, you know, has to do with, well, let me put it this way. Do you discriminate against experience? Do you? Because when you discriminate against age, you are actually shortchanging your opportunities for greater business. As I said, experience is hard to get, but it's well worth getting that experience from others who can help your business. You know, it's kind of a workplace conundrum. You know, it would seem that one would look to connect with those who have learned the lessons that makes them voices of experience in their field. But unfortunately, today, statistics don't bear that out. Often, the discrimination against experience is age-related as well as influenced by the income paid out to those who have earned their stripes by actually working in their field. Now, too often, the less expensive younger worker hiring is based on what they learned in a textbook, usually written by highlighting the valued expertise of older workers. So let's define what is experience. It's the accumulation of knowledge or skills resulting from direct participation. In this high-tech world of the Internet, social media, smartphones, apps, etc., all of which have positive value, but we need to look at what experience skills are being lost. In the business arena, three that are key to leadership roles are diminishing among younger generations: interpersonal skills, conversational skills, and social skills. Now, Albert Einstein once said, the only source of knowledge is experience. And the key to it is you want to take advantage of experience. You know, our population in the U.S. is aging at a faster level than ever before. Every 8.7 seconds, somebody turns 50. Every day, 10,000 people turn 65. Our nation is rapidly aging, but these people are also continuing to work into their 70s, 80s, and even some into their 90s. So, you know, the increasing number of older workers are looking to continue their employment beyond the prior retirement age. It's created kind of a silver tidal wave that far-sighted companies who are basically getting smart enough to recruit, retrain, and engage these people. You know, there's myths. Older workers cost more than younger ones and are less productive. Not true. Not true at all. Studies show that they have fewer sick days than the younger counterparts. Healthcare costs are actually reduced. They're more dependable. It's just, you know, something that people need to look at. All right, I don't want to dwell on that all night, but it's something that I wanted you to think about. Also, I wanted to talk about one of the things that we offer. I am happy to get out and provide what I call interactive dialogue sessions. These are sessions where people who are interested in having the marketing issues and concerns addressed, where they can ask questions, where they can interact with my with me or others that I bring along. So if you have interest in having an interactive dialogue session for your business group, for your company, for an association you belong to, as a marketing tool, should you be targeting businesses, email me at marketingsmartly@aol.com and say, Les, tell me more about the interactive dialogue presentations. I think you will find it very effective. And one other thing, just to tell you very quickly, we also have a program for those people who want advice but don't want to get in a retainer relationship, and it's called Advisory Time Blocks. If you go up to our website, smartmarketinggroup.com, up to the advisory section, and you can look at our time block program, where you can basically acquire 1, 2, 3, as many hours as you want, and utilize them as you need them over a 12-month period. So it's a very affordable way to get things solved. All right. I want to, let me see what our time is left. Okay, I want to cover something. I don't know. This is an article I saw on 10 top tips for writing press releases, and I'm going to have to go through this fairly quickly, but I think it'd be very effective. If you're not the news, become the news. No matter what your release is about, you need to find a way to tie it into the news. Research and make use of current trends and statistics. Make sure your headline is catchy, compelling the reader to continue. Research your newspaper to see what works to help you write one. Use who, what, where, when, and why, and how, but not in that order. Your first paragraph should state the problem, your product, service, book, etc., something that can solve. Your next few paragraphs should contain the what and the who in solving the problem. Your last paragraph is the when and the where. Keep your press release short and sweet. Limit each paragraph to about 4 sentences. Concise contact information should be included in the top and bottom of the release. You don't advertise. This is news. Keep your release fact-based. Use short quotes that evoke an emotion about the product, service, or book. Type the number sign 3 times at the end of your release to indicate there are no more pages. Include a brief history of the release with details about your company or yourself. And research and send to the correct editor using the method they prefer, whether it's email or having it sent by regular mail. Now, these are just a few guidelines. Now, one of the things you can do, which is so wonderful about the Internet, is you can go up and Google a wide variety of subjects that I think you will find very interesting. If you're in if you'd like, I have a whole range of articles that I have written for the Philadelphia Business Journal, and you can try and Google Philadelphia Business Journal Leslie Wolf and take a look at the articles I have written. They cover a wide range of subject matter. All right. Again, thank you so much. Please, if you have something you can share with us or you'd like to be a guest, email me at marketingsmartly@aol.com. Now, we want to make this show, which is your show, more effective, more impactful. I would also ask you to spread the word. Let other people know about the show every Wednesday night at 11 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. So spread the word, and we will try to bring you some really interesting guests over the next couple of months, and we will again try to provide you a tremendous amount of information. And don't forget those LinkedIn groups. They'll be very helpful. Get in there and participate. Thanks. Take care.